Well, our guest that we have on the phone with us today, we're going to do a little something different. We're just going to talk about pickleball. Don Hansen, how's it going today, sir?
Great. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Now, you live here in Prairie du Chien?
I do. I live out in Bridgeport, but in the local area, so I'm close to Prairie, within a couple of miles.
And you would consider yourself a pickleball enthusiast?
I would very much. I play any chance I get. I usually play probably 4 or 5 days a week, and only take off if I'm not in town for some reason. But I really enjoy this sport.
Now, you play at Hoffman Hall, do you?
I play at Hoffman Hall most days, one day, sometimes two a week. I'll drive up to Waukon and play up there at the Wellness Center with a group up there. But I play often, yes.
So I did not know this till I started checking out the sport of pickleball, but its actually origin was back in 1965. Can you gather that? I didn't even know it was a thing until about 5 years or so when folks in my area started playing it. And so tell us why you think perhaps maybe pickleball has just become so popular.
Well, I think it's so popular because it's really easy. It's really easy to play. You know, it's played with a paddle that's smaller than a tennis racket and a wiffle ball. So the ball is easy to hit. It doesn't go real, real fast, real hard. It's playing on a smaller court than a tennis court. It's on a, you know, it's similar to a tennis court with a net across. The net itself is about 4-6 inches lower than a tennis net, I guess. And the court itself is 44 feet long, 20 feet wide, split into two sides. Most people like to play doubles. It's a little bit funner to play doubles, the game, but it's just so much fun. It's good exercise. You can get the movement around, but you don't have to run real far. You know, it's a pretty fast-moving game, and it's just a lot of fun. So I enjoy it immensely.
All right, so you compared it a little bit to tennis. Can you tell us a little bit about the rules and the objective of the game?
Sure. The game itself, typically the game is played to 11 points. You win by two. And let's just say you're playing with doubles. And so you start out one side serves. You serve cross court. You have to serve over a line that's 7 feet away from the net. That's called the non-volley line, or the kitchen. A lot of people call it the kitchen. So once you serve it into the court on the opposite side of the court from where you're standing, the ball needs to bounce once. The person in that side of the court will return it. It needs to bounce once on the other side. And then after that, it just goes back and forth until someone misses it or hits it out of bounds. And it can be a slow game. You can just hit it just barely over the net, so people have to run up and be careful. You can't step into that kitchen that I talked about, the non-volley zone. So you can't step in there unless the ball bounces in there first. Once it's bounced in there, you could step a foot in or 2 feet in if you need to, but typically you just stand back behind the line and hit it back and forth. And then often, once the ball gets hit high a little bit by one of the players or the other, one side or the other, then it speeds up. Someone will hit it back fast to try and get it by someone, and then it'll return back and forth. There's a lot of real quick play. I think the sport is good for hand-eye coordination. It kind of gets you working out that way. It's good for stretching all kinds of muscles that, you know, people don't typically use. Just running around and getting good exercise, you get some good heart rate exercise. So that's basically how it's played. So once one team misses on their side, then the ball goes to the other side, and then both people, one after another, will get a chance to serve until they've both lost the volley, I guess. And it goes back and forth until one team reaches 11. And usually the games go pretty quickly. They're anywhere from, say, 8-9 minutes to maybe 15 minutes long. And it's just a fun game to play. It's pretty much anyone can play it. I'd say probably once you're about 9 years old or so, you have enough strength and coordination and kind of wherewithal to start playing the game. And then the people that I play with are mostly, I'd say, 50s, 60s, 70s. So there's a lot of older people that are getting good exercise.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of the benefits there with the hand-eye coordination and the exercise. Have you felt some health benefits from playing pickleball?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I can tell for sure when I don't play because I tend to start to put on some weight. I used to try and exercise. I used to walk all the time, and I enjoyed walking, but it just wasn't enough to kind of keep me to keep my weight in check and things. But once I started playing pickleball, it made all the difference for me. It gets me out every day. It gets me out. It gets me looking forward to something that I like to do with friends and a lot of people. Like, I'll go from playing here. Last weekend I was over in the Milwaukee area. Just went to the YMCA where they have a weekly pickleball group that comes in, and you just kind of step right in and fit in with people. And
we talked, of course, that Hoffman Hall has plenty of opportunities to play pickleball, including the Thursday night league that's just getting underway. You mentioned you go up to Waukon. I can imagine that the folks probably won't have any trouble finding a place to play pickleball these days.
Well, no, it's getting a lot more popular now. Prairie du Chien is still a little bit limited. I mean, it's Hoffman Hall. You can play there. I think it's every morning, 9 to 11. The summer, there's one down by the tennis courts at Hoffman Hall that's outdoors. Of course, you can play during the fall and spring and summer, but not in the winter. So I would love to see more courts being available.
Well, I think I know pretty much what I need to know about playing pickleball, and I'm kind of excited to give it a shot one of these days.
I would love to see it. Come on over. We'd love to see, you know, new players. We've got new players coming all the time. So it's more and more we kind of fill up, but it goes fast. Like I said, the games are fast. You might sit down for a game while the other courts are full, and then pretty soon the game is over and they need two more players or need four more players. So it moves fast, and it's just a great game, and it's great exercise, and good for community, I think.
All right. Don Hansen with us, a pickleball enthusiast. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thanks, Mike.